Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You've sent us a huge stack of sources, white papers, financial analysis, all on one of the most, I'd say, intellectually compelling blockchains out there. Our mission, as always, is to give you that ultimate knowledge shortcut. We boiled down all the dense research so you can walk away from this conversation, you know, instantly well-informed. And today, we're zeroing in on a project that launched with a very specific target in mind. You wanted to tackle what everyone calls a blockchain trilemma.
Right. That's that core, almost intractable problem in crypto.
Yeah. Where you can basically optimize for two things, but never all three. Decentralization, security, and scalability.
And a lot of chains pick their two and just run with it. But the sources we have today, they suggest that our subject claims it built a foundation that nails all three.
And they did it by leveraging some pretty serious academic rigor.
That subject is Algorand. Or Aljo. And when you look at its pedigree, you really start to understand why the claims are so bold. I mean, this was not built in a garage somewhere.
Yeah.
It was founded by Silvio Micali, who is an MIT professor and a winner of the Turing Award.
Which is basically the Nobel Prize of Computing.
Exactly. So Algorand was engineered for enterprise performance. And crucially, it was designed with institutional and even governmental adoption in mind from day one. They were aiming for stability.
So for us, this isn't just another speculative token. Our mission here is to unpack all this source material and figure out the real benefits and, just as importantly, the crucial risks of treating Algorand as a long-term bet. We're basically asking, can top-tier academic engineering actually meet real-world enterprise needs, or does it just get, you know, suffocated by the market? Okay, let's unpack this. And I think we absolutely have to start with the tech because that's the entire argument for why Algorand even exists.
It is. It is. When you look at the other big layer ones, they all made trade-offs to get where they are.
Right.
Solana, for example, is famous for its throughput, its speed. But that speed often comes with questions around centralization and, well, downtime.
And then on the other side, you have Ethereum, which prioritizes security and decentralization. But historically, you paid for that. You paid for it with high gas fees and much slower transactions.
Algorand's argument is that they found a totally different path.
And that path is their custom consensus mechanism, which they call Pure Proof of Stake, PPoS.
Yes.
Now, in a lot of standard proof of stake systems, you see a pretty small, fixed set of powerful validators. Sometimes it's as few as 20 or 50 people doing all the work.
And if you're a bad actor, if you want to corrupt the chain, you know exactly who your targets are.
So what makes PPoS different?
It's all about the secrecy and the speed of the rotation. In Algorand's system, it randomly, and this is the critical part, secretly selects a small committee from all ELGA holders to propose and vote on blocks.
From all of them?
From the entire pool. And this selection process happens for every single block. And your influence is just proportional to how much ALGO you have staked.
Okay, but the piece of cryptographic genius here, the part Micali really brought to the table, is how they keep it secret. We're talking about the verifiable random function, or VRF.
Yes, the VRF.
What is that?
Yeah.
And why is it so fundamental to their security claims?
The VRF is it's a cryptographic tool that essentially lets any participant run a private, localized lottery. And they can prove they won that lottery without revealing who they are.
Until when?
Until the very moment they submit their winning block proposal to the network. Because they're selected secretly and randomly, and that selection changes in seconds, there's just no fixed target. An attacker literally doesn't know who to corrupt.
So they don't know who to bribe or who to launch a denial of service attack on.
Exactly. By the time you find out who proposed the block, it's already finished, verified, and part of the chain. It's too late.
That is the difference right there. You can't attack a target you can't see.
Precisely. And this is why the system is described as provably secure. You get this extreme decentralization because you're leveraging the entire community of holders, and you get that attack resistance. This is the whole foundation for the institutional adoption thesis. It's designed to be robust against really sophisticated threats.
Okay, so we've established the security and decentralization angle, which is fantastic. But a secure chain is pretty useless if it's too slow to handle global traffic. So what did they do to make sure it could scale?
Well, that ability to securely pick a small, efficient committee allows Algorand to achieve something called instant finality.
Instant finality. Now, that's a game changer for high-value transactions. Once a transaction is in a block, which our sources say happens in under 3 seconds, it's confirmed, it's irreversible, it's final.
Yeah, and the difference there is just profound. Think about Bitcoin. You often have to wait for, what, six confirmations, sometimes an hour, to be absolutely certain that transaction won't be reversed.
Sure, you're waiting for that probabilistic certainty.
Right. And even on early Ethereum, you still needed several confirmation blocks. Algorand's design eliminates the possibility of forks entirely.
And for an institution moving millions of dollars, knowing a transaction is truly settled in seconds, not, minutes or hours,
Yeah.
that's a necessity. It's not a luxury.
It's a requirement. And when you pair that instantaneous speed with the cost structure, well, you start to see the business appeal.
The costs are tiny.
Negligible. We're talking less than a tenth of a cent, often around $0.001. That kind of efficiency is vital for everything from microtransactions to huge supply chain applications where high fees would just kill the project.
So beyond speed and cost, we have to talk about the environmental angle. This has become a non-negotiable for big institutions and any ESG-conscious investor.
And because PPOS doesn't require all that heavy computation, the system is inherently energy efficient.
The sources go even further, though. They position Algorand as a carbon-negative blockchain. But let me challenge that for a second. Is that a real technical feature, or is that mostly marketing achieved by, buying carbon offsets?
That's a fair question. The efficiency itself, that's a technical reality. They use way less energy than proof-of-work chains. The carbon negative status, though, that does rely on partnerships with organizations that measure and offset their small carbon footprint.
So it's a bit of both.
It is. But regardless of how they get there, that label is a powerful differentiator. It opens doors to banks, to sovereign funds that have these strict sustainability mandates they have to meet.
That's a crucial distinction for you to grasp. Technical efficiency plus some strategic offsetting equals a big market advantage. And finally, on tokenomics, the supply is fixed, right?
Yes, hard capped at 10 billion tokens. That gives you predictable scarcity. And for any large financial player looking at long-term models, that kind of transparency is highly appreciated.
So on paper, it's all there. Provably secure, instantly final, super low cost, environmentally compliant, predictable tokenomics. It sounds like the undisputed champion.
It does.
But if technology alone won, Algorand would already be dominating the market.
Yeah.
So let's pivot hard to the reality of the challenges it's facing.
And that brings us right to the competitive landscape. I mean, Algorand is operating in a relentlessly crowded layer one market. They are fighting against giants.
Giants like Ethereum, with its massive entrenched developer ecosystem, and then the high-speed challengers like Solana and Avalanche, which just captured so much early retail excitement.
Right.
The primary challenge, and this is highlighted across all the analysis we saw, is the network effect. It's that classic chicken and egg problem of crypto. Algorand's tech might be superior on paper, but its total value lock, the TVL, the actual money sloshing around in its ecosystem,
Yeah.
and the number of active dApps have just historically lagged way behind its rivals.
And that gap is profound. You know, if you think of Ethereum and Solana as these vast, bustling cities, Algorand is often seen as a very well-engineered but very quiet university campus.
That's a great analogy.
And the liquidity, the money, it's drawn to the hubs where the users already are. It creates this powerful flywheel that just favors the incumbents. New developers look at the TVL and they choose to build where the action is.
And that lack of liquidity makes it so hard to attract that critical mass you need to launch the next big DeFi thing.
Yeah.
It's a very real hurdle. It proves that being technically better just doesn't guarantee you win.
And compounding that perception problem is the complexity around their token distribution.
Yes, the unlocks.
Exactly. While the fixed 10 billion supply is good, the timing of how those tokens were initially released created a lot of market pressure.
So walk us through that. The initial plan included the scheduled unlock periods for tokens given to the foundation, to early buyers, relay nodes, that kind of thing.
Correct. The plan was to release these allocated tokens into circulation over a set timeline. And while the intention was transparency and, controlled distribution,
The market saw it differently.
the market sees any scheduled release as potential selling pressure. Every time a big unlock was on the calendar, it was perceived as a looming threat of dilution, which can really suppress the price no matter how good the network fundamentals are.
It's a classic dilemma. They designed a structured system for long-term stability, but the retail market is driven by short-term emotion.
And this brings us straight to their strategic priorities, which are really the core trade-off of the whole Algorand investment thesis. They have been laser-focused on compliance, on stability, on working with governments and big institutions.
Rather than chasing that immediate aggressive DeFi hype that fuels so much of the market.
Exactly. And you see the proof of that strategy in their partnerships. Our sources point to some really concrete examples.
Like the sovereign nations projects.
Yeah, like the Marshall Islands using the platform for their national digital currency, or other projects focused on asset tokenization and regulated payments. These are not speculative meme coins. These are huge, high-stakes, state-level infrastructure projects.
But that institutional focus, it provides long-term validation, but it absolutely comes at a trade-off.
A huge one. Institutional adoption is slow. It's measured. It requires tons of due diligence, regulatory sign-offs, pilot programs. That pace is just fundamentally incompatible with the fast, explosive growth that drives prices in the retail crypto market.
So Algorand's ecosystem is seen as safe, compliant, stable, but maybe less exciting for the average trader looking for a quick 10x. It's a bet on the marathon, not the sprint.
And even with that focus on compliance, they aren't immune to risk. All cryptos face global regulatory risk. If the U.S. or the EU suddenly changes how they classify digital assets,
it could really impact their main use case.
It could, especially because any rule changes would directly affect those institutions and sovereign entities that are building on it. If the rules change, they might have to re-engineer everything, or worse,
abandon the project entirely.
If we connect all this to the bigger picture, Algorand is just a textbook case study. They built a better mousetrap. It's technically superior, it's green, it's secure. But the world is already using the old mousetraps.
And those old mousetraps have already caught all the cheese.
All the cheese. The liquidity, the developers, the retail users. The challenge isn't technological anymore, it's commercial. It's about overcoming inertia.
That synthesizes the technical brilliance against that brutal market reality perfectly. So, to summarize this deep dive, Algorand is a technically robust, highly scalable, and green layer one. It's built on serious academic rigor with its provably secure PPOS consensus. It delivers instant finality and micro fees, making it, well, ideal for institutional scale. However, it has to overcome these massive network effect hurdles. Its TVL and dApp ecosystem just lag behind the big competitors and has to fight the market's perception of its structured token distribution model.
At the end of the day, the investment thesis really hinges on one question. Can institutional regulated utility, those big, slow-moving but powerful projects, can that ultimately trump the immense user base and liquidity that was built by the early retail-driven DeFi leaders? It's a bet on regulated quality over short-term hype.
Which leaves you with this final, provocative thought to consider. Given its precise technical design for instant finality and its clear focus on compliant adoption, we're talking projects like the Marshall Islands digital currency. Is Algorand slowly but surely defining the future of compliant, sovereign digital finance? A future where it will inevitably succeed in the long run? Or is it simply too professional, too disciplined, and maybe too patient to ever fully capture the attention of the fast-moving, hype-driven retail crypto market that exists right now? That structural tension is really what you're betting on.